are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Boomer, I know you always wonder why it takes so long. It's because I have to wait and hear Sammy Hagar do that last little piece there in that bump. It's too good a bump, man. For those of y'all that don't know, one of the secret signals here in the studio is Boomer gives me the thumbs up when my microphone's hot and like and then I linger because I want to hear Sammy Hagar go, ah. All right. So, listen, I'm switching gears. Number two on the Triple Dipper. And if you would, please, Boomer, get that clip one ready, please. I'm going to use that here very shortly. So here's the thing. COVID schmovid, I called it. That's not meant to be, by the way, like a total disrespect on the fact that COVID is real. So let me make sure y'all understand my posture on this, all right? COVID is real. I've had it. Charlene has had it. It sucks. COVID is not fun. Now, I've known people, by the way, I've got a very close friend. She and her husband got it. He was laid out on the couch looking for an ice pack. She was asymptomatic. Like, how does that even happen? How does that even happen? We got it from family members who are about, I think they're roughly 10 years older than us. And we got it, and Charlene and I are on the couch for 2 weeks, you know, feeling bad for ourselves. They were asymptomatic. I'm like, how does this happen? Well, but nonetheless, I've also known people who lost family members. I've known people who have gone through the tragedy of COVID, and I've even known some who have what they call long COVID. So first of all, I'm aware that COVID is real. Do not take the fact that I am dissing on government reaction to COVID as some indication that I don't believe that COVID is a significant thing. It is. I also believe, by the way, the Chinese government should be held accountable. I do. I really do. I'm also of the firm belief, too, that especially those who don't value freedom and liberty the way most of us do, that they saw this as an opportunity to exercise big government in our lives like it has never been exercised in the past. And that suddenly we went from a place of, you know, constitutional liberties that every once in a while we had a tussle over to constitutional liberties were secondary to everyone else's importance. And you can't tell me you need freedom. You put your mask on. You tell your children to stay home. You social distance. I mean, I was at a bank this morning. Everybody in there had a mask on, a cloth mask, which does nothing, by the way, except make you feel better, truthfully. But I've got a significant issue with the way that government has responded. Now, government has a requirement to respond to maintain general order and to establish, you know, welfare of the citizenry. It has a duty to do what it can to mitigate the symptoms of a disease like this. However, at some point, government can become the issue by generating a symptom called fear. And the fear of COVID has very often become as big a deal as anything else. I've got a clip here too of we got a caller on line one. All right. So the bottom line is this: the Biden administration has constantly given us a narrative that has constantly had to change because they don't know what they're doing, and I don't think they can find their backside with both hands. Our state government has not been a whole lot better. Keep in mind that Governor Ivey was the first to declare that some businesses were essential and some were not. And that, you know, the 2 weeks to 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and then she got mad when people weren't getting vaccinated. And right now, you're not hearing a whole lot out of the Ivey administration about the fact that 18% of our current National Guard force structure is about to go away because of vaccine mandates from D.C. Anyway, let me do this. Before I jump too much further, let me jump on the phone. Hey, is it Jeff? Yeah, Jeff from Indiana, line one. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, bud?
Doing good, Phil.
Good, good, man. What's going on?
Hey, you know, it is pretty sad. I guess Biden's showing a little bit of muscle in this with the Ronald Reagan Kerry group.
Yeah.
But you know, what's really sad is, you know, the Chinese, I'd bet more than money, I'd bet my life, you know, that China has all the receipts from all the Biden family shenanigans, you know.
They got the receipts, and they probably got the pictures in the drawer, too.
Of course they do. But the thing about it is, you know, even if they come out and showed all this stuff going on and everything, he's going to be fine because nobody cares anymore. And that, and Kamala Harris is the vice president. I mean, it's, I mean, it, after she serves her term, can you imagine, you know, she might have a Kamala Harris bookshelf at the Magic City in Birmingham in her room.
She's not going to she's not going to have the Kamala Harris Presidential Library. She's going to have a bookshelf somewhere is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that would probably be deeper than her reading knowledge anyway. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, and Democrats, by the way, even Joe Manchin, who has, you know, the other day, usually he's a pretty straight shooter for a Democrat. He will not say that he supports President Biden to run for another term. And why would they? I mean, he's like a boat anchor right now.
Oh yeah, but like I say, he was a smart. Whoever put Kamala Harris on as vice president knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you couldn't write this scenario even worse.
Well, let me ask you this, Jeff. What I'm in the next topic too about COVID, and part of what I was going to cover was the fact that Biden has rebound COVID. I mean, I didn't know that was a thing. And all of a sudden, the president of the United States, who's told us at one point that if we just got the shot, we wouldn't even get sick, he's gotten shot after shot after shot after shot, and he got COVID, and bam, he got rebound COVID like a week after he came out of his basement.
Well, it might, you know, I've seen some studies on the shots and everything. It might be the shots that's doing it to him because from what I've seen, that the COVID shots basically reduce your immune system.
Well, I have seen some talk about that. We're going to have a guy on here in a few minutes that'll tell us a straight skinny. Hey, brother, I'm up against a hard break. You be careful on the roads, man, all right?
Thank you, Phil. Have a good one.
You too, bud. All right, that was Jeff from Indiana, one of our regular callers. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. Coming back after this break, Dr. Jordan Vaughn, who has been on the show multiple times, who is an expert in all matters related to COVID and COVID treatment, and also a member of a group called Concerned Doctors that is not afraid to speak out when the government decides to invade the province of the doctor-patient relationship. Dr. Jordan Vaughn coming up next, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.